All right. Hey, guys. Welcome to AYC. This is Arc Youth Conversations. Today, we have our first ever couple on the podcast. After 2 years of doing this, we have never actually had a couple come on podcast. So this is Matthew and Emily.
What's
and we have Erica Pack across from me. So we're going to talk to them. We got snacks. We've a layover from the last podcast. We got a ton of snacks. No one really enjoys the hot honey Pringles whatsoever. So, all right. Obviously, the burning question. It sounds like a TMZ interview. That's a deep pull for old people, which is, how did you guys meet? Online, in person?
In person.
In person. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Online or in person. So in person, like at a softball game kind of thing? Like you're yelling at her while she's playing?
No, we've been going to school since about fifth grade.
Okay. So a long time.
Long time.
Did you guys ever have class together?
Mm-hmm.
Last year.
Okay.
Last year.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Mm-hmm. Do you have lunch?
No.
Conroe's massive. Who am I kidding?
Yeah.
You have 5 lunches, so there's no way. Mutual friends?
Yes.
Okay. So some mutual friends?
Mm-hmm.
The camo crew just came together and united for a time. Okay. So did this started more fall, right? Fall semester? This semester?
This summer. Yes.
This summer.
Mm-hmm. How'd you ask her out?
Some flowers.
It was so cute.
Some flowers. I actually texted her mom.
Nice.
And
classic.
Slay.
I got her little brother to distract her and went upstairs and brought some flowers and asked her out.
Were y'all like talking for a while? Like y'all are friends a little bit?
Yeah.
Nice.
That is nice. You know your brother like lightly would punch me in the stomach every time I saw him?
Oh, I know. He tells me.
You get dropped off for 5 minutes. I'd be like, what's up, Emily? And he'd go, I'm like, he's like, I'm like, what? What?
Oh, Mason.
Yeah, and he's just like hobbling in his boot.
Oh, yeah.
Going, hey, what are you? I'm not a threat. Oh, that's great. Okay, so we've been going studying the fall and school. Have your friend groups changed because you guys are in a relationship, or is it feel pretty similar?
Still the same. Yeah.
Do y'all have like a restaurant you like? One couple I talked to, the only thing they did was go to Wings and More.
He's like really picky. Like
really,
really picky.
We're talking like chicken nuggets
like,
and Asian restaurant.
Yes, yes. Like I eat everything, and he eats nothing.
Dang. A little bit.
Like it's like Cane's and Whataburger 24/7.
Cane's and Whataburger.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty
that's
much.
That's some Caucasian Conroe code if I've ever heard in my life. So not we're not talking sushi. We're not.
Oh no.
Really? Have you tried sushi though?
A long time ago.
Come on, brother. Come on. Open up that palate. You like sushi?
I love it.
Yeah. Aww. Yeah. I figured that good hits. Erica, you like sushi?
Love sushi.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Love sushi. What does that mean?
The tattoo. The tracks.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, some sushi restaurants have chicken nuggets, like on the kids' menu.
Those ain't the ones that have the good sushi, though.
Yeah, you could find something or bring your Canes into the restaurant.
You know, I actually don't really like Chipotle.
Really?
But
I love Chipotle.
Like my best friend loves it. Mm-hmm. So after we play, then we go to Chipotle. I go to Canes, pick up my food, and then meet him at Chipotle and eat it there.
Gotcha.
Which Canes is, I like Canes.
Love it.
I'm honest about my food. It's not like it's a seasoned tender.
Nope.
So it's just chicken tender.
I like the sandwich.
You like the sandwich?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't think I've ever had the sandwich.
It's pretty good.
I did 12 years ago. I asked for the tenders naked and they get mad at me. I could feel the seething. Have you done that?
Yeah.
I've ordered it, but
extra crispy. You can go extra crispy on the fries, which don't do that. They just burn them. And then you can do extra crispy in the tenders. They also don't like that. I did it when Samantha Cooper, one of our volunteers, was there. And if you ask naked, so give me the tenders naked. It's no batter. They just throw that tendy in the oil, fry that sucker. They ask you to pull around to the double doors because they hate you. And they give it and they just like throw you the, like, eh. And it's a struggle, but if you got that health thing going on, just dip it in the sauce and sail away. You're looking at me like I'm crazy. Go try it.
Like,
it's not bad. It's really good for you too.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great way to get protein in. Mm-hmm. It's a little weird. The chicken does taste a little rubbery, but because you could tell they put no heart or soul. there was no care. Okay, so you're strictly attendees kind of guy. Now, we like a good steak. You try a good steak or no?
No, the only steak I've actually ever eaten was at Morton's Steakhouse.
Okay, yeah.
The Woodlands.
Yeah. Yes.
With my dad.
Yes, I know that is.
That's cool. the only steak. I don't like the fat, so it was just like a filet. Pretty good.
You liked it though?
Yeah.
So go to a nice steakhouse. There you go, Emily. No, yeah. Are you not a steak girl?
No, I like steak.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just not your fave?
Yeah. Not my favorite.
She likes Red Bull.
I love Red Bull. Definitely every morning. Red Bull.
Coconut.
Yep. Coconut Red Bull.
Ooh.
It's my favorite. One? Yeah.
Yeah, that one's good. I like that one too.
Or the juniper berry.
Yeah. Oh. That's another top.
Blue.
I don't like it.
You can tell I'm old because I didn't start trying the flavors till they went sugar free. I was like, didn't make them sugar free. We'll try them then. The apricot one was decent. Watermelon was, What?
No.
The apricot one was decent. Nothing beats White Monster, though.
Nothing.
My wife.
Oh, Monster.
She drinks.
I had my first White Monster on Sunday.
Really?
Yesterday, yeah.
You've been on youth staff for this long, you haven't had one.
Yeah. I had it, though. I didn't get the hype. I didn't think it was that good.
Because you haven't let the addiction set in yet.
And I just felt weird holding it, too. I was like, this is not me. What do you mean you felt weird holding
it?
I just felt stereotyped. Like, oh, Erica,
here's a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, literally. I was like, I don't want this in my hand. And I tried to chug it down.
Did you think it was going to make you single forever at this
point? Yeah. Honestly, let's lock it in with a White Monster.
I'm good.
I hated holding it more than tasting it. It tasted not that good either.
Well, also, a Sunday morning White Monster.
Yeah. That's 8:50 a.m.
It's the timing, Erica.
8:50.
The White Monster at 8:50 in the morning on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that does give off an intense kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Try more 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Monday.
Maybe I'll retry it. For Wednesday this week, I'll try again before you.
I didn't get the hype until I started trying them, and then now,
can't stop,
dude. I gotta have that caffeine. I get headaches now.
That's addiction.
Yeah, it's. I can stop whenever I want. Yeah, but caffeine's great.
It's the best.
It is the best. You though love caffeine more than I do.
I do. I can't stop. That's different. No,
it's funny you calling me caffeine.
I can't.
Home dog's got 700 milligrams in her body sometimes.
No. We went down from that.
You could have killed a horse with that.
I was at my lowest, but.
Mission strip?
Yeah, which was also great, the best time of my life, but. Yeah. Yeah, there were some times where I didn't have feelings for sure.
I'm sorry, you didn't have feelings? You had so much caffeine.
This is going great.
Which, Emily, you went on a mission trip for the first time with us. What was that
That's actually my favorite ARC youth experience. Mm-hmm. And I'm so scared at first. When I do trips, even with summer camp, I'm always scared when I go at first. But that was my favorite I've done. And little kids, I love little kids. So that was I loved it.
Yeah. I'm glad you got to go.
Yeah. I'm glad I did too.
It took a while, but it's a very different kind of trip.
Isn't mm-hmm. it? It's completely different.
Yeah, it's hard to explain, I found, to other people. So they just post a million pictures with children. that makes sense. Okay, so how did you get him to come here?
A lot of convincing.
A lot of convincing, yeah.
It was, actually wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't scared you off entirely yet. So that's a miracle. That's good.
No.
He likes main service.
Yeah, I like main service too.
I enjoy Maine.
Yeah. Maine's always a lot quieter, too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A little easier on the ears. Some nicer older people to sit next to. Not some junior hire just going 6'7".
Yeah.
Oh, so true. I get that. Okay, so what, if you had to look at your 7th grade self, because now, are you also a junior? So junior's year. Okay. seventh grade self. So we've had some time. Mm-hmm. What advice would you give to your seventh grade self? You're like, I'm going to spare you this one thing that's coming. Swerve from this. You can tell yourself clearly what to swerve from.
I think not caring what people think.
Hmm. But how do you convince a seventh? Because a seventh grader has heard that before. Mm-hmm. How do you convince yourself that that's true?
I don't know. I just remember being so big, like, on what other people think. And, like, I can see how it affects me now. Does that make sense?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So you would just kind of be like, hey, it really isn't.
Yeah. It's not worth caring.
Yeah. For. Buy the Shrek Crocs. Do it.
Yeah, do it.
What would you say?
I'm going to have to second that. Mm. Like, I feel like that's very, like, the biggest thing is not caring what people think. That, I mean, do you, at the end of the day, it's yourself.
Mm. Why do you think we care so much?
It's like how other people view you. Like, I don't know.
How much do you think is in your head and how much is in reality? If you were to percentage that out.
Like, so much in my head. Really? Like, I overthink everything. Like,
probably 80-20.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's watch.
High percentage.
So we're in agreement that most of it is in our head.
Yeah.
And maybe not in reality.
Yes.
So maybe it's not so much don't care what people think, but stop thinking that people care.
Yeah.
Because if you were to, if we handled the mental game of what you think people are thinking, that didn't exist anymore. How much did you actually deal with people thinking negatively?
Probably not a lot.
Ah, here we go. Here we go. So now we've actually got to the root of the matter.
Yeah.
Which is the battle's more in our mind than it actually is out there. Mm-hmm. Not to say people aren't rude. Not to say Connor doesn't fight like it's a second hobby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Y'all talk about fights like it's a pastime. And it happened, you know, 4 hours ago. We're like, yeah, I saw a fight today. Two girls in the lunchroom. It was another group of girls in that hallway. It was another group of girls in that turf. Which, by the way, real quick, with your school. Why did they make a massive turf courtyard with nothing in it?
Couldn't tell you.
Like, wow, that doesn't make any sense.
Kind of smells funny too.
Yeah. I'm like, how are people not going to A, do 40-yard dashes on this as fast as possible, and B, like, fight each other? There's no trees.
Yeah. I've only seen one fight there, actually.
I'm shocked because in Stockton, they got in trouble. And you know, in COVID time, they used to let them out on their turf courtyard. They're getting fights all the time. But there was nothing to do. So people were just sitting on turf. And I'm like, man, we need like a tree here.
A tree.
Like, I don't know. Give me something, right? It just looks alive. Like just turf with nothing just looks like a prison. okay. So, but back to original topic. We think, okay, it's most of the battle's actually in our head and not literally someone coming up to you every day going, you're right, you are ugly. Like, it's not literal people doing it as much. So then it's okay. So the battle's in our head. Why do you think we make these battles though?
Just trying to fit in. It's like, you want to be like everybody else. Say someone's doing something successful, you just want to be like them. And if you're not competing at that level, then you kind of make up a scenario in your head like, oh, they think I suck because I'm not as good as them in multiple aspects.
Mm. Emily, would you agree?
Yeah, and like caring about other people's opinions so much, like even like your physical appearance and like your personality especially.
Yes. I think there is weird because in elementary school social clout doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
No one's, I mean, they're like, is a popular kid, like what, in your hallway? Like, but for the most part, people are pretty cool with just hanging out and playing. And then by junior high, it starts, people mature faster, they get their puberty at different paces, athletic ability at different paces. And you start to go, oh, wow, we are all looking really different from each other. And we're, and some are maturing and acting different from each other. And then it starts to, the separation gets big.
Yeah.
And we start to compare. And then the social thing starts to matter on who's popular, which that never seems to make sense. Some people are popular just based on pure charisma, or because people find them very attractive, or, you know, because they're very social, whatever. And then it just grows in high school. So now everyone's like clicking in their own group, and everyone's striving to be unique, but also be accepted. Like, I'm my own person, but also I would like to be loved by people.
Yeah.
And it's, I think sometimes students, particularly in high school, it happens in college, they just don't talk about it as much, but they try to, we mentally try to fill in the gaps. So that person never said anything to you, but because you feel inadequate, I'm going to fill in the gaps of my inadequacy with these thoughts. Mm-hmm. They think this, or, okay, example, if you trip up the steps, that can be like a more painfully embarrassing experience than it needs to be. It lasts, what, 2 seconds?
Yeah.
But it lasts in your mind. It lasts in your mind for like, it can pop up like a year later. You're just like in bed, just like, oh, and you get like the cold sweats from a dumb memory. Mm-hmm. And so I would argue, I think there's more battles mentally with how people view themselves than actually what's happening in the school. Most, that many times people are not actually doing it to others. There are moments.
Yeah.
And we're just filling in the gaps. Because I remember this feeling, and Erica, you can agree or disagree. I remember when I graduated high school, I went, oh, so like, none of it matters.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You have this realization of like, none of it matters. In all this, because I worked hard to socially climb near the end. And it worked. And then I went, I was like near the end of my semester, my senior year, and I was like, for nothing. I was like, in like 1 month, this is not going to, no one's going to care. And I still have it. I actually just saw a guy from high school who came to the church for the first time since we graduated high school. He was like, what up, man? I'm like, you know, that was 14 years ago. And so I'm like, it was a reminder of like, man, I spent so much time in my head wanting to be loved and accepted, never feeling like I was, really, I was wasting my time in my head. Does it, but I, here's the wrong response. Because then high schoolers go, don't matter what no one thinks.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, no one matters. You're like, easy. Like, I don't need no friends. And we can go too far. Mm-hmm. There has to be a healthy balance. There has to be a place. My personal opinion, that's where a relationship with Jesus gives us a sober and renewed mind. Talked about in the last podcast that it starts to give us a more clear view of what God sees us or how he sees us. And we stop thinking about ourselves, which actually makes us less depressed. And that's actually proven in secular studies that self-thought and self-obsession makes you more depressed. And getting our mind to the Lord and getting a mind about serving other people really does bring us out of thinking about ourselves, then making us less insecure. Because you are beautifully and wonderfully made. But until you dwell upon that thought, it doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. God does love you. Until you dwell upon that thought and you let it settle in you, doesn't mean anything. But I don't have to convince you that you're trash, because some people think they already are trash. They dwell upon those thoughts. They've received it. They think about it. It rolls in their head. They think about the time they tripped up the steps. Think about the time in second grade I sneezed. Remember this vividly. I sneezed in second grade from my class and blew boogers aggressively out of my nose. And I wiped them with my long sleeve. And it was all over my sleeve. And I quickly ran underneath the desk. You know those little desks, the brown top with the black? the book little case thing on the mm-hmm. side. I started hiding. Like, Mike, come out. I'm like, no, I'm trying to wipe it on the ground on the desk because I got boogers everywhere. That was, y'all, like 27 years ago. That was like forever ago. I remember it because I wouldn't stop thinking about it. I dwelled upon it. And scripture also says this, to take captive every thought. And so we'll end this like that. What thoughts do you have that you have rolled in your head and are not worth your time? And what have you been told you know you don't think about and you should? And that's taking thoughts captive. That's flipping it. And that way you can wake up and not really dread the day. And it makes it easier from that aspect. Final thoughts, Erica?
I never think about high school, which is crazy because I feel like in high school I was super involved. I cared so much about what other people thought. I did a lot. I did a ton of stuff. I did sports. I did all of this stuff. And I guess I look back, I'm like, yeah, I was pretty successful, but like none of it, I don't think about it. None of that really affects me today other than truly like the character work I did. And I did a lot of that whenever I went here. I went to Arc Youth whenever I was in high school. And so when I think about the things that helped me or have any sort of like, I guess, take on who I am today, like none of that extra stuff that I thought was so important, like none of that really affects me today.
Yeah.
Like at all.
I think I only think I'll end like this. I only think about high school because I work with high schoolers.
Yeah.
I also think about it in one regard. I was embarrassed to talk to anyone about the Lord. Mm. And I sometimes carry an edge to me about that because I still have people I know that are suffering. And I only talked about him twice with people I knew were agnostic and atheists. I was embarrassed to really be outward about my faith because some people that were, I thought they were annoying and obnoxious Christians that were really weird. And in some cases they were. And because I wasn't like them, I didn't really want to talk. And I was like, those people are kind of odd. And so I'm like, I'm not like them, so I'm just whatever. And I wasn't really known for talking about Jesus. And sometimes I feel like when I preach to students, there is this unction in me, like a fire of like, I wonder if I'm in youth ministries because I wouldn't talk to anybody. I wouldn't talk to teenagers when I was a teenager about the Lord. And there's this side of me of going like, I wonder if this is how I make up the time with the Lord, of going like, well, I will now. And that I don't think highly of my time in high school. And there's a lot of things that could have changed. But outside of that, I don't think about it much. And I remember being like, man, it was all in, a lot of my pursuits were in vain. If I would have pursued the Lord more, I think I would have been a lot more secure. And probably would have stopped doing some stupid stuff in high school and learned that lesson. All right. Any parting thoughts before we're done with this podcast?
No, sir.
No. Well, hopefully everyone walks away knowing that A, you can get naked tendies at Cane's, and B, ask for your bread to be bobbed. Butter on both sides. Say bob the bread. B-O-B. Tastes better that way. Anyways, get fat. See you guys later. Okay, bye.